Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, December 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Santa, along with the citizens of Hardy County and the Sheriff's Office Explorers Program, unloaded his sleigh to provide support for local families this Christmas. Santa double-checked his naughty and nice list with our school resource officers, and over 500 local children made the nice list. This Christmas, families will wake up with presents under the tree because of these elves in green and our local volunteers. Your local events tonight in Heritage Park is Open Mic Night from 6 to 8 p.m. presented by Main Street Wauchula. Bring a blanket or a chair, pick a spot in the park, order food to go from a downtown restaurant, and it will be the best night you've had in a long time. If you want to perform, it is live music only, so no lip syncing, and sign-ups are available during the event. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lighthouse Addiction Services is looking for an office manager. A high school diploma or GED is required, and 2 years of office management and 1 year of communication skills are preferred. The Mentor Network is looking for a life skills trainer. Nighttime availability, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 6 months of human services experience is required. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for switchboard operators. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or other office setting is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 77. 7% chance of rain. Your shade temperature 77 degrees. Current conditions cloudy. Your maximum UV index is 1 low. Winds northeast at 8 miles per hour with gust up to 16 miles per hour. Your humidity nice and humid at 69%. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 66. Cloud cover is 94%, 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling was 2,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming east after midnight with a 50% chance of rain. Tuesday, showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Windy with highs in the upper 70s, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. 70% chance of rain and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried announced the second annual Florida Ag Innovation Summit will take place March 30th and 31st. The two-day virtual summit is supported by the governments of Florida, Israel, Canada, and the Netherlands. Hosted by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services in collaboration with the Florida-Israel Business Accelerator, the 2022 summit will focus on technologies and advances in water conservation and sustainable agriculture. More than 600 people participated in the inaugural summit. Fertilizer prices continue to skyrocket as much as 300% in some areas as farmers grapple with increased costs preparing for the 2022 growing season. American Farm Bureau Federation economists found several elements contributing to record high prices, including increased prices for raw nutrients, higher demand, and energy costs. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says we urge the president to look for ways to bring fertilizer prices down, which includes resolving supply chain disruptions and removing import duties. The USDA announced a new program to assist hog producers who faced reduced market prices due to COVID-19 pandemic. The Spot Market Hog Pandemic Program is part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative and addresses gaps in previous assistance for hog producers. The program assists hog producers who sold hogs through a negotiated sale between April 16, 2020 through April 1st, 2020.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The National Agricultural Statistics Service is conducting the first survey of hemp growers across the country. The survey will attempt to hear from every known producer to accurately capture the state of the fledgling industry. Gerald Tillman is with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Planted acres in open fields, hemp harvested acres in open fields. Which of the hemp product uses is hemp grown for? Hemp flour for human consumption, hemp for grain for human consumption, hemp for fiber, or hemp for seed that they may sell. And also we're going to get the total pounds produced and sold for the four types and uses.
The survey was requested by the USDA's Ag Marketing Service. The head of that division, Bill Richmond, says the survey will improve the programs across the entire industry, whether it's for risk management, insurance, or research on hemp genetics. It will also allow the Ag Marketing Service to target outreach and education for hemp growers. Survey results expected to be released in February. Georgia's hemp industry is projected to reach $1.9 billion in domestic product sales by next year. Within the next few years, hemp farming in Florida is projected to grow to about half the size of the state's citrus industry. Alabama's industrial hemp program began in 2019 and grew to 397 licensed growers in 2020. Participation dipped in 2021, according to the Ag Department, possibly due to COVID.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Omicron fears gripping Wall Street today, driving stocks sharply lower, the key benchmarks all off well over 1% at mid-morning. The Davos World Economic Forum is being postponed.
The delay comes amid new uncertainties about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The forum, which repeatedly delayed, moved, and finally canceled last year's event, says the previously planned January 17th to 21st gathering in the Alpine town will now take place in early summer without giving specifics. Founder Klaus Schwab says the forum still plans to host a digital convening of leaders from business, government, and civil society.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Turkey's currency crisis is deepening, with the lira falling to fresh lows against major currencies, including the U.S. dollar. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We'll start, of course, with the NFL and the New Orleans defense that shut down Tampa Bay's high-powered offense and gave Tom Brady fits yesterday.
The reigning Super Bowl champion Buccaneers were looking to clinch the NFC South title on their home turf, but the Saints said no. Their defense held Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady to just 213 yards passing, sacked him four times, forced him to fumble, and intercepted him, en route to a 9-0 shutout. Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen filled in for head coach Sean Payton, who missed the game after testing positive for COVID-19. The victory boosted the Saints into playoff position in the NFC at 7-7. Tampa Bay drops to 10-4 on the season. I'm Ben Thomas.
Around the rest of the league, it was the Bills pounding Carolina 31-14. Cowboys win again, beating the Giants 21-6. It was the Lions winning 30-12 over Arizona. This is SRN Sports. Rounding up the rest of your NFL tallies from yesterday, Houston 30, Jaguars 16, the Dolphins beat the Jets 31-24, Steelers 19, Titans 13, it was the Bengals over Denver 15-10, the 49ers beat Atlanta 31-13, and the Packers held on for a 31-30 win over Baltimore. Today, Monday football, couple of games, they've been moved around because of virus problems. We got the Raiders in Cleveland and the Bears hosting Minnesota. In the NBA yesterday, it was Sacramento over the Spurs 121-114. The Pistons beat Miami 100-90. Portland 105, Memphis 100, Phoenix down Charlotte 137-106. It was the Bulls over the Lakers, 115-110. Minnesota 111, Dallas 105. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number 11, Iowa State beat Southeast Louisiana 77-54. Number 17, Texas, also a winner. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: I never actually lose weight anymore. Apparently, I just loan it out and it comes back with interest. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.